Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. If you are a Dell Expert Network member, you can qualify to get double rewards through July 31st, 2022 on all servers that include a Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ client access licenses if your order includes Microsoft Standard or Data Center operating system and 5+ CALs. You can learn more or join the Dell Expert Network at www.dell.com/DEN contest.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Welcome to the MSP Zone, a place for discussion, analysis, guidance, advice, support in your managed services endeavor. And it's not just for MSPs, although we have a lot of MSPs who listen to the program. It's for anyone who's interested in the managed services profession. And quite frankly, that's a lot of people today. So no matter what you do, as long as you're interested in managed services, you're in the right place. And today we are talking about an important topic that, you know, we touch on this from time to time. And I say from time to time, we've been talking about this off and on for a couple decades. Although the topic today, as compared to the past, the topic today seems to have a lot more relevance and sensitivity, and it's just more important today. So I think that it has definitely a different feel to it, just talking about some of similar issues where 15, 20 years ago, it would have been very, very different. And I'm talking about the role of the modern day break-fix company. And if I had mentioned that topic 20 years ago, people would have said, well, that's crazy. We all do break fix. That's the majority of the IT channel 20 years ago would have been, you know, break fix in nature. Today, it's a really different topic and it's a really different question. Why am I asking the question? I'm asking the question because it gets to the role of what should modern day IT providers be doing? And if you look at IT provider as an even larger, arguably less useful classification word for MSP, right? You have managed service providers, which everybody knows is a pretty, you know, broadly defined term. IT provider is even a higher classification than that. And if you ask yourself, what's the role of the modern day break fix company? When I say break fix, I mean reactive. Reactive, I mean break fix. They're interchangeable in my usage. It does bring up the question of what should IT providers, what should IT management companies be doing for their customers? What is more appropriate? What is less appropriate? Those types of questions. That's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to talk about it not just in terms of what that means for the industry. We're going to talk about what that means for the providers themselves, for customers, the end user consumers of those services. We're going to talk about what that impact is for the vendors who sell to the IT channel, because it's a really important topic and we're going to talk about it all. So the modern day break fix reactive company is on the way out. I've said this before over the last several years. I've made this comment. You know, the VAR is dead, or the break fix company is dead, right? The business model is dead, is what I'm meaning. It's no longer relevant. People aren't creating new companies today and saying, I want to become a break fix company, right? They almost uniformly say, I want to be a managed service provider. I want to be in that new that new vein of service provider, that IT management company, which is decidedly not reactive in nature. But, you know, human nature, what have you, you know, you still have companies today, even those doing managed services, who will still have reactive IT services on their menu. And I feel it's important to discuss that because I will be the first to acknowledge that many, not all, but many of those companies who are doing managed services and doing a good job, I might say, who do happen to have IT break fix or reactive services that they are delivering and they're generating revenue from that is almost exclusively at this point because of a customer or a small set of customers who are just reluctant holdouts and they do not want to get onto a managed services service line. And that is a completely legitimate area of focus. And I don't want to spend too much time on that topic today, although it is a really important topic. I want to address the overarching impact on the provider and the community. And we'll talk a little bit about the customer's impact as well, but the reason why you still have providers today who are still clinging on to reactive work and sending out invoices that pertain to reactive work, it's because of a customer or two or three, but definitely a minority of those customers who just don't, they haven't made that transition to managed services. So the question is, what do you do? And, you know, that's back to the role of that modern day break fix company. Now, I'll say this. If you have more than 50% of your revenue comes from reactive IT, then you're decidedly not an MSP, number one. And number two, you probably should start transitioning as many of those customers as you can, or you ought to get out of that business altogether and start up an entirely new MSP shop. Meaning you fire those IT company, those reactive IT customers of yours, and get them off your books because they're risky. They're risky to you. They're risky to themselves. You're doing them no valuable service whatsoever because you're making them think that they are protected when in fact they're not as a reactive IT customer. And it just doesn't do any good. And you take on an incredible amount of liability for any reactive IT customer you have on your books. They're just inherently risky customers, very risky. But if you happen to be like greater than 50% of your revenues coming from that, you got to really wonder, what is it that your core purpose is? Because it doesn't seem to be managed services. Now, if you're on the path towards managed services and you say, hey, Charles, I get it. We're heavily weighted on reactive work and we don't want to be there in 12 months and you're making that switch, then fine, but better late than never. But if you are sitting in the middle of 2022 and you have more than 50% of your revenue coming from reactive IT work and you are completely happy with that, then you, my friends, are, you know, you're at risk. Your business model's at risk. Your customers are at risk. And there are many reasons why you should stop that immediately or as quickly as possible and start to move as many of those customers, like I said, over to a managed services service line. And why do we say that? Because what we can't have and what we don't have, by the way, I'm not talking about a majority of the IT channel. You know, I don't believe a majority of the IT channel globally is in that definition of, you know, more than 50% reactive. I just don't believe it. I think every MSP has probably some exposure to reactive IT. Some. I believe a minority. The question is how much of that minority revenue does your reactive customer base make up? You know, my sliding scale is the closer it gets to 50%, the more vulnerable you are, right? The closer it gets to zero, the better you are. There's no magic number. It's what is natural and comfortable for you. And I also acknowledge that you may have some of those, you know, some of those really big customers who say, you know, and you know what I'm talking about. Those really big customers who just throw their weight around, and they can be some of the worst reactive IT customers that you have, because they just don't want managed services. They want to do things their way, and they have a willing participant in their kind of false, universe that they've created for themselves. But it does have risk to you as a provider. And, you know, I dare say it has risk for that customer. So the profession needs to minimize as quickly as possible. I'm talking the managed services profession globally needs to minimize the number of reactive IT customers on the books. This has been true for a long time. It's still true today, but I'm making the call to encourage you to really accelerate your messaging, your gentle arm twisting, and any other sales tactic that you can use to get customers off of a reactive business line that you may have, including sunsetting. All right, I think that that's a really effective tool. If you want, you know, some practical advice about how to do that, you could simply say, just like, you know, I get this from AT&T or DirecTV or Netflix or any of these subscription services where they say, hey, this plan is going away. It's not going to be available anymore. However, we're going to put you on this fantastic new platinum plan, and this only costs this much, right? I mean, there's a number of different ways to message it, but you could start to take control of the reactive customer base that you have by sunsetting, eliminating that IT service line that they're consuming from you, and just say, it's going away. By the end of 2022, we will no longer have IT reactive customers or service offerings. Now, some of you may be saying, well, Charles, we get a lot of business in project work. I am not talking about projects. I'm not talking about non-recurring project work. All right? I'll repeat it just in case someone wants to take me out of context. I am not associating project work with reactive work. Very, very different. When I say, a lot of MSPs do generate revenue, a considerable amount of revenue on project work. There's nothing wrong with that. The reactive work I'm talking about is, especially when it's on a subscription plan, like you're invoicing a customer monthly, right? But you're not actually doing anything in a proactive manner. You invoice them for something. Maybe it's for the availability of block time hours. Maybe, you know, that's a very common, confusing, you know, pseudo managed services category. You invoice the customer on a regular basis. They think that they're buying a managed service, and really what they're getting from you is a certain block of hours to consume at their, you know, at their will. But it's not managed services. It's just hiring a reactive consultant. And that's, you know, that used to be the model 20 years ago, but not in 2022, not today, not moving forward. So there are ways to get out. And I encourage you to examine those ways. And there are books, there are videos, webinars, articles galore. A lot of them are on MSP Alliance. There are many other sites that have talked about how to do this, but no matter which method you choose, do it. start doing it, especially if you find yourself to be one of those companies that has a significant exposure to reactive IT customers. Start today. I want to talk about the impact on the vendors. And I've seen this now, in this year, because I've talked to a lot of vendors who are creating new MSP programs this year. And it's interesting that over 20 plus years, the vendors, I'm talking software, services, hardware vendors who want to sell to the MSP channel, often, almost without fail, have non-MSP channel partners in their channel program. And they have one of the challenges that they face is differentiating between an MSP and a non-MSP channel partner. It's really confusing. I mean, I understand that it's confusing. It's not easy to do unless you do it for a living, but even then it can be challenging sometimes. And so it takes practice, it takes refinement of your skill set to be able to do that. But my point is that the vendors out there who want to sell to MSPs will frequently add to the confusion by not understanding who an MSP is and who a reactive IT company is, and they will create further muddied waters, shall we say, by injecting into a reactive IT provider organization this belief that, oh, maybe I am an MSP. If I'm part of vendor XYZ's MSP channel program, and you see what I'm saying? It would reinforce the erroneous belief that your organization is an MSP when in fact you're not. But the vendor program that you participate in further gives you credibility to believe, yeah, maybe I'm not a reactive company. I actually am an MSP. And that can be very dangerous as well. So we're doing work with those types of companies to help them to understand what MSPs are, how to differentiate between an MSP and a non-MSP, and why they need to have those distinctions in their channel programs, because as we all know, MSPs react differently. I should say MSPs behave differently. They react differently to channel programs than, let's say, reactive IT companies will respond to channel programs. Their needs are different. They will have different demands. They will require different treatment than a reactive provider would. And that's another reason why it's so critical to get out of that reactive role. And on a final note, more on it's kind of a bridge between the impact on the profession as a whole and the impact on the customer. And that is the security implication, which is you cannot provide anything close to adequate cybersecurity protection for your customers as a reactive provider. You can't. You just can't. You can clean up work. Let me rephrase. You can perform forensic cleanup of IT cybersecurity accidents. All right? The crime has already been committed. You did nothing to participate in its prevention. All you're doing is cleaning up the mess afterwards. And there are roles that there are companies that do that, right? They tend to be on the forensic side, like the CrowdStrikes of the world, where they're, I wouldn't classify them as MSPs, first of all. And second of all, they provide a legitimate function of forensically going into a cybercrime scene and saying, okay, this is what happened here. This is who caused it. This is how they got in. This is how you prevent it in the future. But they're not actually saying, we're going to do it. They're just giving you a hit list of things that you need to do to fix it. And there are firms that will specialize in like data recovery. They'll reconstruct your systems. And those are legitimate, again, not reactive companies. Those are legitimate professional services firms that, you know, specialize in cyber and data in different areas. That's fine. But that is not the same thing as providing adequate defense. That's not the same thing as the MSP who is standing in front of the cyber army with their customer to their back, preventing attacks as they come in. That's the role of the MSP. That's not the role of the reactive IT company. And it's really important for you to understand that, because what we don't want is the customer to mistakenly believe that you are providing that level of proactive service, because that's what all companies need today. We're all under attack. Everybody's under attack. No one is spared. There's cyber shrapnel flying all over the place. You know, the odds are people are going to get hit. People are going to get attacked. Hopefully, with all of the monumental education and discussion we place on this topic, you know, around the world, and all the technologies and the good people and organizations that are out there doing great work, there's a high likelihood that a lot of this stuff can be defeated quite easily, I might add. But it doesn't help the cause of the managed services profession to have a bunch of even self-proclaimed MSPs who do a sizable amount of reactive business to be out there confusing customers. And that's why the urgent need to transition into managed services, transition to proactive, leave the reactive behind. And we're going to be talking in some upcoming, soon-to-be-published episodes, we're going to be talking about, you know, some confusing parties that are out there, not making it easier to understand, but making it more difficult to understand what's actually happening out there, especially in the realm of cybersecurity prevention. But this is an easy one. This is a relatively easy thing for us to clean up. So this is my challenge to all of you today. Number one, take a look at your revenue mix and your customer base, and you identify the reactive IT management service lines, product lines that you offer, and identify the customers that are consuming that. And especially if you are approaching or beyond 50% of your revenue coming from that, start today and identify those customers and start a plan to transition them into a proactive managed services service offering. Start it today. And if you really want to increase your odds of success, make it a near-term, you know, deadline, like the end of, yeah, I mean, it's up to you. You want to do it at the end of the quarter, end of the year, but make it within a reasonable time frame. Meaning, don't push it out too far. You don't want to make it yet, you know, tomorrow, but you want to give them some time. But you also want to say, look, there's a sense of urgency that you understand that they don't have. There's going to be a choice made. They're either going to willingly accept a managed services change, or they're going to find somebody else. And our hope is that there's going to be nobody else to do this type of work, because it really is not a legitimate area of focus for any MSP today. It's not a legitimate area of future planning for customers. It certainly doesn't help us even come close to winning the cyber war that we're engaged in. And it just all around, there's so many reasons, good reasons to transition away from reactive into proactive. And you probably already know them, but this is just a friendly reminder that we need to get this done quickly. Start today, start planning today. And you'll be happy you did so. Your customers will be happy you did this. Your vendors will treat you differently. And things will look a lot better than they do today. Those are my thoughts. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.